What of the Neptune Cemetery in Ithaca Township, Richland County, Wisconsin? And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the tales of the tombstone that they tell in the Republican Observer of September 29, 1955, a visit to the Neptune Cemetery. Quite out of the sight from the roadside which passes by it is the Neptune Cemetery atop a rocky ridge. The road passes the foot of the hill so close that the little cemetery is hidden from view. A couple of large pine trees can be seen as you approach the cemetery, which leads from Ithaca to Neptune. A glimpse of a tombstone or two can be noted as you pass Elephant Trunk Rock just straight ahead. The Neptune Cemetery site was given as a burial place for Thomas Sippy, son of Dr. Joseph Sippy, back in the time period long ago. Mrs. Lena Regals of Neptune, the secretary of the cemetery association, had the old, old records, but for some reason or other, these do not bear any dates. Mrs. Regals gave some information about the cemetery when called at her home some time ago. She showed the old records, and according to it, the cemetery contained 113 lots. Seven Civil War veterans are buried there, and there are government markers for some of them. Among the old soldiers who rest there are Theodore Doherty, Philip Warren, John Van Allen, H. H. Butts, Harlow Stoddard, and William F. Krause. Many of the older settlers of Neptune and the vicinity have found a resting place in the shadow of the tall pine trees. These trees are told were set out by Thomas Sippy to mark the grave of then Dr. Slack, who was buried there. He had no relatives in the area and is known as is, Mr. Sippy said, besides planting the trees, put a rough stone there to mark that spot. Dr. Slacks now appears upon the record, but some say his name was not Slack, but Slaughter. Thus were the lives and the fortunes of all pioneers bound together. Their efforts were not in vain, as fine farms and a prosperous countryside prove that the pioneers of the Neptune area are worthy men and women.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.